for them and say, are my long-term plans still in keeping with the nature of me as I am? Make the proper arrangements with your spouse and your children that put you in the position where you are acting as an individual. As close as you may feel to these other individuals, you still have to be yourself first before you can be worth anything to anyone else and have anything to offer. The same thing holds true for your business associates. Let each party in the business control what is exclusively his and not have to be responsible for decisions made by the others that will cast bad consequences on him. Even if you're sure you and your spouse will never separate, you can make it easier to stay together by providing now for the right kind of relationship with regard to property as well as everything else, protecting the individuality of each so each has something positive to offer the other. No matter how involved and complicated things may have become, there is always a way to unwind them. And I'll give you one suggestion right now, in lieu of any others that may occur to you, as a way of unwinding any kind of a settlement. This is a method of liquidating property that was suggested to me by Wilmot Hunter. It would apply in any situation where there is property to be split up by any pre-established division, 50-50, 70-30, or whatever, but where the property is not in liquid form like money so that you can simply count out a dollar to each person. Obviously, the simplest answer would be to turn it all to cash and then split up the cash according to the division of ownership. If two people own it all 50-50, then you split the cash two ways. But if one owns 40%, another 30, another 20, another 10, you can always split up the cash by the percentage division. But what if you don't want to turn it to cash? What if it is the particular pieces of property that are valuable rather than their cash value? They have an independent personal value to you that is nowhere near, or pardon me, as far above what the market value would be to others. Or suppose you don't want to just sell everything at wholesale and then have to take the cash and rebuy it retail. Well, at any rate, this is where Mr. Hunter's plan comes in. There is a simple way by which the most hostile of partners can make a split that is satisfactory to all parties concerned so that no one has to say afterward that he didn't get what he deserved. Obviously, the first way to do it is if either one of the two parties makes the arbitrary division, then the one who didn't do it would be dissatisfied with the division as it has taken place. So there is an old plan in this regard, which says, let one person divide up all of the booty in two, and let the other person choose which half he will take. That way, the one who is doing the dividing has a vested interest in making it equitable, because if he doesn't, he's going to get the short half. But Wilmot Hunter's plan is better than that, I think, even. Suppose you and your wife decide that you want to convert all of your joint holdings to individual ownership, so that everything in the household, everything that is now owned jointly, will be owned by one or the other person. Or each thing will be owned by one or the other. How do you do it? Well, the answer is very simple and easy. You hold an auction among yourselves. It might be helpful, but it isn't even necessary to get a third party in to conduct the auction. You simply bid against each other on each item. When it's all done, you put into the kitty what has been bid and divide it up 50-50, if that's your split. Meanwhile, the highest bidder on each individual item will take possession of that item. There's no way afterward that one person can say that the other person got something too cheaply, because all he would have to do is to have bid higher on it if he thought it was more valuable. Now, if you're short of cash and you don't want to wind up owing your spouse anything out of pocket, then you would probably pay close attention to the bids so that you will be paying for the things you buy out of your own half of the receipts that will be coming, and you won't overextend yourself trying to get possession of everything. That way you and she would be spending approximately the same amount of money as you go along, and you'll wind up splitting the pot 50-50 and perhaps not owing anybody anything to speak of. And if one person values a particular item that the other one has no use for, don't be afraid that he's going to get it for practically nothing, because there's always a market price, a price at which you would be willing to buy that item regardless, simply because you know you could sell it elsewhere for more than that, and so it would always be worth at least that much to you. If there is a piano and only one of the two parties plays the piano, and you've spent $700 or $800 for it originally, you don't have to be afraid that the piano player is going to get it for $10, because you can always bid $300 or $400 at least and sell it for $500 perhaps in the open market if you're willing to do so. In fact, if you're not particularly enamored with your present property, you may want to invite other people to come in and bid on it too, as long as you're holding the auction. And in this way, you would undoubtedly up the amount of cash that will be realized from the sale. The only reason you wouldn't do this is if you're decided that you want to keep